Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
That has legs. Is also yes. The name of the event. That has legs. That's
not anymore.
That's what we're going to do.
Not anymore.
We're going to have you on a spit, roasting over an open flame.
You know what? If you're going to put a tomato in my mouth and have me on a spit and invite all the listeners, I'm in.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Bone is out this week. One more day with me and Timmy Hull.
My sweatpant-wearing Italian. How you doing?
First of all, that is the whitest way to say Italian.
Italian. I know.
We had a deal, you and me. And that is Fridays, we dress like bums. We both wear sweatpants. We both wear embarrassing t-shirts. I had lunch with you today. You got out of the car and you were wearing jeans, which in the radio business may as well be a tuxedo on Friday.
I know, man.
You abandoned me today.
I'm sorry. I did.
You abandoned me.
The sad part about that is in my mind, wearing jeans and basketball shoes and a plain t-shirt with a decent looking jacket, which I'm not even wearing in the office, so that doesn't even count. That to me is being more of a professional, trying to increase my professionalism.
In the radio business, it is.
Yeah. Which what am I doing if I'm trying to search for some newfound level of professionalism? Is that even possible for me to achieve at this point?
How long have you been here at the radio station? 10 years?
10.
10 years.
10 years.
You've officially entered that club of just lifer losers. You're here. You can't leave now.
That's it for me?
That's it for you.
I can't even go to the sitco?
No. I mean, you could.
I could if I earned it.
You really got to earn it.
Yeah.
You've been here 10 years. Really have to get fired.
I mean, that's
you got to drive around the parking lot with dragging the trophy,
right? Or
you really want to get fired?
FFF contest,
yeah,
has to happen for real. And Bodie's got to be in on it with me and barricade the doors.
Once you've been here for a certain amount of time, you got to work. I try every day to get fired. Every day. Maybe you're listening to the show saying, "How can he say that?" Exactly. How can I? I'm trying. They won't fire me.
You don't even get talking tos anymore. I remember early on in my time here, I used to see the occasional, you'd have to go like make the walk down to the other side of the building. I saw that maybe once or twice, and then that stopped. Then that was it.
There's no more then.
No. It was some kind of Lindsay Lohan comment, and it got you
what
a mark.
What was the comment? Do you remember? You do remember, don't you?
I do remember, but I'm not going to say it. I'll let you say it.
I want you to get the talking to.
Yeah, I don't want to get the talking to. I'll tell you the comment. Maybe you decide if you want to say it.
I think I remember what it was. I think.
Just imagine something about Lindsay Lohan and something you would do to her.
There's not much at this point, buddy.
Right.
There's not much. Tool of the Week is coming up at 5:34. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. I have a Fat Boy food tip. Want to start the show with that today?
Please do.
They have opened the new Popeyes in Polaris the mall.
All right.
All right. They were redoing that food court that is now open. So when I say open, I mean whatever time they say they're going to be open, they'll have chicken ready 20 minutes after that.
Gotcha.
Perhaps. that it's open. And I like leading the show with that.
Because that's the tip, that it's open in the mall?
It's open.
Okay.
Because if somebody's driving through town, they're saying, I thought this was a city with like 2 million people in it. The guy started his radio show talking about a Popeyes being open in the mall. Yes. I want to maintain small town vibes in this big metropolis that we call home.
I would also encourage you, whatever place you frequent, you have got to get in the app game. It's a big saver. That's my tip to all of you out there. If you haven't caught on yet, whatever place you frequent, if that's Mickey D's, well, if that's someplace else,
usually,
even a Popeyes.
Usually you're correct.
Get on the app.
There's been some problems on the app. For example, and T-Bone's had these problems too. I've had this problem at Taco Bell. I go on the app, I order, and you pay, right?
What's wrong with that?
Well, here's what's wrong with it. Then you pull up to the Taco Bell that you already paid for your items. You go up to the window and you give them your name or a code and they say, oh, yes, we don't have some of the items that you already paid for. But that's what I want.
Yeah, that's...
And that's what I paid
for. I've never had that happen.
Well,
I've done this hundreds
something.
Of times at Mickey D's. That's never happened to me.
I haven't had that happen at McDonald's. Have you used the app for Taco Bell?
No, I can't say
well,
that I have.
You go.
Really? Well, then they should be sending people over to talk with the executives at McDonald's to figure out why that's not happening for them and what's so much better about their app and how fast it updates. This is how we got to be, man. We're going into this new age in 2023. We're trying to stay away from Skynet taking over the world, but we're getting darn close. We got AI. We're already starting to worry about AI taking us over, and we can't update our freaking apps to get the proper food items out of there?
I'm just saying.
That's very annoying. I
agree
with you.
There's always a catch to technology.
But you usually get a bunch of free stuff, though, when you just sign up for somebody's app. Like Popeyes gave me a free meal if you didn't do that yet.
Look at you.
That's good.
You ever have the situation of Popeyes? I've had this several times, where you order at the drive-thru, and then you say, oh, we're making it. It's going to be 5 minutes. Pull up there, right? And so then you pull up.
Oh, yeah.
And then no one ever comes.
Then you have
ever.
To get
then
out
you
of
have
your
to
car.
Get out.
Hey.
And walk up to the
do
counter.
Do you remember me?
What did you have again? We'll make it. I've been sitting here for 15 minutes. Grandma's dead.
Gammy's dead now.
I gotta go.
Man. You gotta have your lunch though. Whatever meeting you have coming up.
I understand.
And
you already paid for it.
Can't supersede the need to slam my face with the Popeyes.
Browns with a riveting tie last night with the Eagles. Cade York.
At it again. Yikes.
The good news is he was on Instagram at halftime.
Oh, my God.
Talking about
how about this?
His made field
what
goal.
What are we doing? He has the caption on it, too, like +3, Cade York. Oh, my God, dude.
Browns fans would rather have Bewitched actor Dick York at this point. Or 49ers executive Jed York.
A Yorkie. A dog.
A York peppermint patty.
Delicious.
Refreshing.
Better than a junior mint.
See, now, I don't know if I can go with you there.
Yeah.
Because the junior mint has a creamier mint. The peppermint patty has a pastier mint. Still both delicious.
You know what happened to me the other day?
I can't wait for this story.
I'm in the coldest movie theater you could possibly imagine.
Sounds great. What's the problem?
I've got the movie theater box of junior mints. You know, the cardboard box. Hour or so into the movie, I'm reaching down to the bottom of that, you know, Junior Mints box.
You found a finger?
They've all melted together.
Oh.
Couldn't get them out. That was it. Done. End of the Junior Mint.
What do you mean that
experiment?
Was it? Why didn't you open the bottom of the box?
Well, I mean, later on when I got home and I was able to, you know, be a barbarian and I had a sink at my disposal, I ripped the box open and ate the giant glob. And I did this in front of my wife. And she said, "You disgust me." I said, thank you very much.
First of all, how long have you been married to that lovely woman?
And that offended me that this move disgusted her.
How long?
Plenty. 13 years.
All right, 13 years. You should be taking craps in front of each other. I'm just saying nothing.
Is that done in your house?
It doesn't matter.
We're in the bathroom together?
It doesn't matter.
Oops, sorry.
We have the little She yelled at me the other day because she's in the bathroom putting her makeup on.
Do you have the extra little room of the door with the toilet?
What they call
the cove.
Water closet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, with a door that shuts. But the two of us are just in there. The kid is at school. So I just went in there and started unloading. Close the door. What are you, an animal? What's the difference? Who cares?
Do you have a window in there or is it just a closed-in room?
No, it's just a closed-in room.
Yeah.
I get a little claustrophobic in there.
It has a door that closes.
Yes.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular door. I don't like it when the door is closed.
Yeah, I don't. I'm glad our house doesn't have a bathroom like that that has that separate area with the closing door for the toilet.
I don't like it.
The bathroom is the bathroom.
She shamed me.
I think there's something very luxurious about being in a large master bathroom and just sitting there on a toilet purveying this.
This is mine.
Big room.
I own this.
Yes, we did.
This is my domain.
We redid the tile. We put a new vanity in.
I can take a poop anywhere I want.
Look at this. This
is lovely. I can go in the sink if I want to.
I can kick my legs up like a gargoyle perched up here.
I do that sometimes. I walk around the house and it's like, and you thought... I'm like talking to my parents in my head.
You thought I was an idiot.
I'd amount to nothing.
Look at
and
my house.
And now look at all this that the bank owns that I pay on every single month.
If I was walking around your MBN house, I don't say that so much walking around my own house, but I do love our bathroom.
Oh, your house is plenty nice.
I do love our bathroom.
You got the lower level there with the shag.
I don't have shag.
You got the thick shag.
Deep into the shag.
Still waiting to be invited over for a private.
It's coming.
Private time, not like a group time where I got to go with T-Bone and have to worry about him.
I know.
Get out of here.
It's gonna happen soon.
I'm tired of us being the package deal. All right, you and Bone, come on over. No! I don't want to come with him.
I'm not going to invite Bone over for this time. You invited me over to do something at your house, to do some work. So I'm going to invite you over to do some work.
No, I don't.
And I'll cook you food.
I don't want any work.
You want some barbecue?
Bengals play the Falcons tonight in Atlanta. The New Albany Little League team lost in the Little League World Series last night.
They got another chance, though. It's
rain
doubly
shortened. Yes, but it's a tough road now.
It sucks what happened.
They have to go wire to wire and not lose anything.
Yeah.
But they were rain short and it just went 4.5 innings, I think, or 4 1/3, whatever
they
it was.
They killed it after 4. And it's a 7-inning game, right? These Little League World Series games are 7 for official?
Yes. And I'll tell you what. I've been watching some of these games and I watch them every single year. And it's like every single summer I forget that the sun is still kind of up at 9 o'clock, even though I've been alive for 43 years. It's like, oh my God, look at the sun. Every single June and July, I'm like amazed, even though I've done this.
Still light out here?
Every year. And every single time I turn on the Little League World Series, it's like, that 12-year-old's 5'11".
Check his birth certificate.
Look at that kid. He's shaving. How about it?
That's a big boy.
And they've been the same size.
Where would Beamer have batted in a lineup?
He'd be the third base coach. He's talking about where would he bat?
I think Beamer would have given a good little interview when they're going through the kids. You know, who's your favorite ball player? Like, what do you say? My name's Beamer and I hit dingers.
Barry Larkin. Barry Larkin's my favorite. If I take my glasses off, it looks like I have no eyeballs. Beamer doesn't sound like this. I don't know why I'm doing this voice
right
now.
The man's got pinholes for eyes.
ESPN has set their lineup for football season. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Looks like moderate stop-and-go traffic this afternoon. Westbound 670 after Leonard, an accident on the right shoulder has you tapping the brakes for a bit. And on the north side, 71 at 11th. An accident has cleared, however, you're going to experience some slowdowns from 670. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Strong enough for a Mastiff, but gentle enough for a Chihuahua. Invisible Fence brand is more than a fence. Customized for every pet, every need, and every yard. Their hands-on training and exclusive technology ensures your pet is protected while giving them more room to run. Learn more at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than common man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy Hall is with me this week. It is our final day together, but we're going to extend it today. See, Timmy is the host of the Buckeye Show, normally when he's not fooling around with me.
That is right. That is correct.
There's a half-hour Buckeye Show tonight from 6 to 6:30. I'm going to be on that show with Timmy. I'm going to stick around for another half hour. We both are. Except, and Tyvis laughed at this, we are comically going to change places. We will switch chairs. For the first time in, I don't know, 15 years, I'm going to sit two chair on a show.
The only other thing that would have ever been like this is you have occasionally joined me in an off-air studio for a quick podcast.
That's different. That's a guest.
Right.
Now, I'm a guest host.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call you a guest host.
Why not?
Co-host.
No.
You work at the station. You are the lead-in to the program.
Entirety
of working here.
At 6 o'clock. I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah,
we could be talking to the softball coach for all I know.
I thought about sharing the show sheet with you.
I have no idea.
No, I thought you might be better. I thought you might be more comfortable not having one, because I want to make you feel comfortable.
Who's producing the show, Boatman?
Caleb actually is going to switch chairs with Bodie, and then he'll run high school football after that.
I thought we'd have three shows for Bodie to do today.
We like Bodie to do a lot. When he comes into work, we like to get our money's worth.
Well, I don't even think Bodie should have a place. He just sleep. We get a cot for him here.
Yeah.
He can sleep here.
Bodie actually put that in his latest review, that he wanted to have bunk beds here. One for Shark.
Yep, I'll take the top.
Boatman, so you would take the top bunk.
Yep.
You have to share bunk beds with someone who currently works here. Who are you going to share with?
You know, honestly, I think I would go Shark.
Shark, huh?
Yeah, I think
But see, you got to think about this. Shark's an old man. Shark snores.
That's true.
I would pick a younger guy. You know what? Chops has lost so much weight. He probably doesn't snore.
He's like not even there.
But he sounds like a talker. Like, lights out. You're ready to go to sleep. Hey, did you watch the new Marvel movies? Hey. I don't know what voice this is.
That's your Chops now? That's what it's devolved to?
You know what? I can't impersonate Chops anymore because I can only impersonate Fat Chops.
He's too
skinny,
normal.
Skinny Chops I don't like.
He looks incredible. What's going on with Chops? No, back to Shark, though. I got the impression about a month or two ago, because I rarely see him, right? So something special had to be going on to get me here into the office by 10 o'clock or 9:45 when Shark would leave. My shift's typically been 12 to 8 around here if I'm coming in at a normal time. And I went in there and I knew he was working, but the on-air light wasn't on and he was doing off-air work. We have these team studios. He's in our jacket studio. I go over there and I just want to say hello. And he was so gifted at not wanting to talk to me, but being very pleasant about it. He had this big, bright smile, and I'm just trying to catch up with him. I know he used to travel to Wildwood, New Jersey, as I did. It had been a couple weeks since I got back.
But Tim,
and he's just like,
what time was this?
It was like
9:45.
10 a.m. He was about ready to leave.
Right. You just answered your own question.
I know.
He gets in here at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's tired. He's old. He wants to go home.
I understand
and take a
that.
Nap. He doesn't want to talk to you about Wildwood, New Jersey.
He didn't make me feel offended. I just thought it was hilarious.
You should have made yourself feel offended.
How much Shark didn't want to catch up.
We talk about shame on this show and how we need more shaming in society. You needed to be shamed.
I know. And I felt the shame and I did the quick little, all right, you know.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, good to see you.
See you in another 6 months.
In and out in 30 seconds, 45 seconds. All right, Shark, have a good one, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, Timmy.
In and out in 30 seconds. It's also what's going to happen this evening.
To me or to you?
On the Buckeye. No, not to me.
Yeah.
On the Buckeye Show. 30 minutes. In and out in 30 minutes.
Yes. 30 minutes.
ESPN has set their television lineup for football season. Get up from 8 to 10. your thoughts here. I don't care about any of this stuff.
My thoughts on Get Up.
Well, it's the Green Bird. I
haven't watched it.
Okay. Well, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then from 10 to 12, it's First Take. Thank God. I hope that Stephen A comes back soon. I love that show. I love Stephen A. I love when Mad Dog Russo comes on. Can't wait for other panelists to come on. It's great. Great entertainment. Then from 12 to 2, this is a new addition. They paid him a lot of money. The Pat McAfee Show from 12 to 2.
Yeah, they brought him on a while ago, so they'd been waiting for football season. They've clearly had their mind made up about how they wanted to have the introduction or the very first show. I don't know. Are they going to simulcast this on ESPN Radio as well? I don't know what their plan is.
They have not. They have not committed to that, but it would not surprise me with the amount of money that they're paying and the shambles that ESPN Radio is in.
They don't even have a show
that eventually would do that. I think they did announce something, but I don't remember what it was. Anyway. Then it's SportsCenter from 2 to 3, NBA Today from 3 to 4 with Malika Andrews, my gal.
Your gal.
NFL Live from 4 to 5, Around the Horn from 5 to 5:30. I was shocked that show is still on too, but it is. And Pardon the Interruption from 5:30 to 6, and then SportsCenter at 6, and then lead into whatever sport they happen to have that particular night.
They got something every evening, right?
That is your ESPN television lineup. And when I looked at this, I was struck by, because we're talking about ESPN Radio and how they really put no care into it. It's embarrassing to those of us who work in the radio profession to see what has become of ESPN Radio. And for a long time, the ESPN TV family, I'm sure, looked down on radio. They looked at, oh, they're just radio guys. As a matter of fact, I know they did. You know, Mike Greenberg and Mike Golick, when they were doing that show for a long time until they became super successful, well, they were just the morning radio guys. They're not like us television.
Yeah. Well, didn't Greenberg first start as a SportsCenter anchor? Then he transitioned and did kind of a hybrid role?
Was he an anchor? Was he a reporter?
Reporter definitely first, but I want to say he got to a point where he was doing some SportsCenters and then he shifted into doing the show and then was double dipping once the show was really, really popular.
But now I look at this television lineup, and it's essentially, aside from SportsCenter popping up, it's a radio lineup. Get Up is a radio show, just happens to be on television. First Take is a radio show that just happens to be on television. Pat McAfee is a radio show that they're putting on television.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, these are all, they've embraced all of that.
Yeah, they've embraced the format of what we have done for a long, long time since the format started hitting, you know,
the ironic thing is that they've made their television shows more like radio shows
and they've made their radio shows
terrible. They can't figure it out.
They can't even just pick a couple of hosts. Honestly, at this point, why wouldn't you just simulcast the entire thing?
You're right.
The whole thing. They have empty blocks. In morning drive
in the
middle of the afternoon, they just call it ESPN Radio. You and me could do it.
Tim Anderson got punched in the face by Jose Ramirez. That was over 2 weeks ago, so I'm sure you're saying, well, he's discussed that since then, hasn't he? The answer is no, except for today. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Seen some backups due to a few accidents on the east side, westbound 70 at 270, an accident on the ramp as you're getting by on the right berm, so use caution. And a tipster reporting an accident eastbound Main at Bryce, so expect some delays here. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com, strong enough for a Mastiff, but gentle enough for a Chihuahua. Invisible Fence brand is more than a fence, customized for every pet, every need, and every yard. Their hands-on training and exclusive technology ensures your pet is protected while giving them more room to run. Learn more at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math.
Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
No clue.
Here at the radio station today. I mean, look, I've talked about this all week. Timmy and I have been together all week. We are engaged in an epic ping pong throwdown tournament challenge. We're playing all week long. We're tied 24 games to 24. We're tied.
They've been good games, too.
I'm exhausted.
I think that's the point. That last game, we have we change it up, obviously, when we're in the middle of a show and when we have several hours here together before a show where we can play a couple of 21-point games, you know?
That's a standard game.
It'd take like 8, 9 minutes, maybe, however.
But we can't finish that during a commercial break.
We need 4 minutes or so.
We play 11 points for a game.
And that's fun because it's our senses are heightened. Because we know it's a race to 11.
And you know that if you fall behind by four, that's tough when you're only playing to 11.
It's like an Elam ending. It's like a race to 11. Every point is critical. Maybe the United States Ping Pong Association of America should take a look into 11-point games.
You like the shorter games. I like the longer games.
Oh, the short's
I'm like
fun.
Nick Chubb. I need those carries in the fourth quarter to really wear you down. You get those short bursts of energy. When you get that backhand going, you start slapping me. I'll tell you what, you're tough in an 11-point game.
Yeah. When the backhand works, it hits. That's
but it all comes down
strength.
To this, kids. We're tied at 24 games apiece.
Who's going
to
win?
And you have no idea what this means. We do this once a year. This is it.
Can we put it up to the people who they think is going to win? Because this is real now. It will end before the show ends.
Jen Winters is out there.
We'll
have a winner. She wants to film this. And I don't want her to film it. First of all, because we're just hideous and fat and pasty and ugly.
And we saw how it looked when we thought we were kind of good. And then you had that fall last week. You guys can check that out on our Instagram account.
Please don't.
971 The Fan if you didn't see that.
It looked like it was in slow motion, but in real time.
It felt really athletic.
It felt like I was a real athlete.
Yeah.
And I still have a bruise on my hip.
You do?
Yes,
it's
I
still
do.
Still there?
Well, because I fell on my keys.
Well, and you fell on concrete, too.
Yeah, keys were in my pocket. I fell on my keys.
Oh, man.
That dug into my hip. I'm playing hurt.
What are you doing with your keys in your pocket in the middle of a work day?
I usually
take them out. Put them at your desk.
I usually take them out. I'm glad it didn't puncture my scrotum. That's what I was scared of.
Well, how would it puncture your scrotum if they're just in your pocket?
Do you know how big my scrotum is?
Well, do the pockets hang all the way down there?
No, but the scrotum does.
Goes all the way over
there?
That's
what I keep talking about with the droopy sack. This is not a gimmick. This is not a bit.
You ever get that looked at?
What are they going to do? Is there a sack lift out there?
I bet there is.
I don't want that. I'm going all natural.
See, I don't understand how anyone would want to mess up their face, but you know, to each their own. People do that. People get plastic surgery all the time. I get that's a thing. I would be much more inclined to tackle something that just pains me all the time, that bothers me, but no one's ever going to know about it.
I saw somebody
total hush hush
the other day that I have not seen in a few months, and this is not one of those situations where it's been a couple years. So we've aged. We both aged.
Absolutely.
No, yeah. This woman has had something done to her face.
Yeah.
And it's very noticeable. And it's very, exclamation point, asterisk, whatever you want to put, very bad. Very bad. Like she went to a kosher butcher.
Oh.
To get this done.
Oh my, like a little Lisa Rinna lips.
Like I'm telling, no.
What?
No, I'm saying
what was
if
going
there's
on?
Not a lawsuit, there should be one, is what I'm saying. This is not, oh, you had some lip fillers. This is.
So how do you.
It looks like acid has been thrown in your face.
Whatever happened to the Joker in the first Batman?
Yes, yes.
Something similar happened to this
you
person.
You see what I have to work with here.
How you doing?
That's what it looked
that's
like.
That's what you sound like when your face
has been
messed up.
I had a hard time focusing. I had to do one of those deals where I sort of pretend like I'm looking at their face, but I'm unfocused.
It's like when I try to follow a golf ball off the tee. I relax my eyes.
Well,
it's my trick to doing it.
And isn't it her responsibility? I'm sure it's a touchy subject.
Possibly.
But you're talking to somebody, you know this is the first time that I've seen you since whatever the hell you had done.
But maybe this happens gradually for that person.
I don't know. But
to where they think it's good? I don't know.
There's no way.
That's why I'm fascinated by this. Why you want to do stuff to...
You almost have to say to the person talking to you, look, it's been a while since we've talked. I've been horribly maimed since the last time we had a conversation.
And this is the best that it was going
to
get?
I just want you to know that I'm aware of it, and I know you're aware of it. Now we can move on.
Yeah.
It was so bad that I went home and asked my wife, I said, so-and-so. She's like, yeah. And I said, was she in a fire? Like, was something, did something happen to her?
Oh.
And she goes, no, just bad choices. Yes, bad choices.
Oh, not good.
No.
Not good.
No. So I'm not getting a sack lift anyway.
I think you should. That's a long way from your face.
White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson had his 6-game suspension for fighting with Jose Ramirez dropped down by a game. So it's 5 games. And like the true 30-year-old leader that he is, he released a statement about his actions today on Instagram. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, I don't follow the White Sox very closely, he must have spoken about this previously. It happened over 2 weeks ago. No, he did not. He's played since then, but the air quotes veteran leader, the White Sox, by the way, want you to know they don't have clubhouse issues, has not spoken to the media about this at all, at all. Mm-hmm. And today he released a statement on the gram apologizing for his actions. The thing that I got a kick out of was he said, I was wrong. It's been a stressful season for me. I should have better control of my emotions. I'm not going to go into what the Guardians players said to me the 2 days before that got me all riled up. Well, why not, buddy? Why not? Look, if you have a reputation to protect, Jose Ramirez comes out and says, I don't like this guy because he doesn't play the game the right way. He disrespects us. Well, what is it? What did they say to you?
He's not going to get into the things.
Well, why not, man?
That were said to me.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody. This is a 30-year-old baby.
This guy's supposed to be a superstar.
All right.
Supposed to be.
I cannot believe this is his first comment. Instagram, by the way, starts serving suspension tonight. So now he doesn't have to talk to the media for another week. How long is it going to be, Tim, till you talk to the media?
I don't know. I can't imagine what people in Chicago think this year after his batting average has just plummeted. It's either... It's one thing or another. Can Tim Anderson stay healthy and actually play baseball for most of the year? Or now he's hitting 238 with...
How many home runs?
One home run.
One home run.
238 one. With one home
and
run.
And maybe you're saying, well, he's a guy that must walk a lot. No. He doesn't walk.
No.
Been a disaster of a season. He referenced that in his Instagram
walks.
Post. But I love how this is the first we're hearing anything from him about it. And then he starts serving a suspension. See you in a week.
Boy, though, Jose Ramirez really connected on that punch. Maybe that did something to him, trying to shake it off.
Well, you know what, though? You got to come out right after the fact and say, yeah, all right. He got me with a lucky punch. Great. Why did this all start? Because he thought I tagged him too hard. Come on, Jose. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Tell
no,
us.
But instead he ran away. That's fine.
Yeah, say what's bothering you.
Swamp Kings is coming out next week. That is a documentary about Urban and the Florida Gators from 2009. There's a little sneak preview making the rounds. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
An earlier accident has cleared out westbound 670 after Leonard. You may experience some residual backups in a couple areas where traffic is building on the west side, eastbound 70 between Mound and 315, and westbound 70 between 71 and the 315 west split, so prepare for taillights. This report is sponsored by Staples Store. Staples has great prices on everything you need for back to school. Right now, two pocket poly folders and an 8-pack of Staples number 2 pencils are just 50 cents. Offer ends 8/26. Pricing and limits may vary in-store and online. School on, save on at Staples. I'm Stacey J for 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools now at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. 6 o'clock tonight, Buckeye Show, short one, just half an hour. I am sticking around with Timmy Hull.
I will
be his wingman.
It's much appreciated. We'll switch chairs. I'll run the point. I don't think I need to give you a show sheet. We'll have some fun Buckeye football topics. We'll talk about the quarterback battle a little bit. It'll be good. We'll see where your mind's at with it.
Just a little update on the ping pong tournament. Just had some more developments there in the commercial break. We have played 50 games of ping pong this week. 5-0. I am worked up into a lather because I take it seriously, and I'm also woefully fat and out of shape.
And because someone keeps it 80 degrees here in our talk studio.
Yes. We played 50 games. Timmy's won 25 games, and I have won 25 games. Friends, this is coming down to the wire. It ends when the show ends tonight at 6.
Tell me when it's done.
That's it.
Who you got, everybody? I mean, I've got the advantage in the length department.
Somehow I have you. I think you're going to do it.
I think you're going to win. So our confidence levels are low.
My confidence level right now, shot. That last game that we had, with those shots that I missed, I shouldn't be allowed to live.
What would you say is your strength as a ping pong player? What's the strongest part of your game? Is it your touch? Your accuracy?
Yeah, I try and paint those corners. I really try and get to the edge of the table. I also think when you keep hitting those whacker backhands at
me. Yeah, those whacker backers.
You're just loading up and whacking me. And I can return those. It frustrates the hell out of you. So I'm a pest because I'll keep returning shots that you think I shouldn't be returning.
Yeah, I feel, though, when I get into my rhythm, I also just like to hit the ball back and play the endurance game. That's the most fun when we get into a rally where we've each hit it like 50 times and somebody's got to wear down. Then we stop trying to hit that winner and we just try to make the other guy make a mistake.
It's like beautiful music, Tim.
It's really good.
And you know what's, you know what's really interesting about this? No one cares.
I think they do.
No one cares.
I think if we put
Bodie's
it on
Bodie, do you
on
care?
Video.
Bodie sees us playing ping pong all the time. He just walks right by, doesn't have a care, and he doesn't care.
Because it's old hat to him.
Scale 1 to 10. It's closer to 1 than 10.
Okay, there you go.
And I mean that with all due respect.
That's fine.
Is there something else that would interest you?
Naked ping pong.
Yeah, I mean... It would catch my eye a lot more
Nude
often.
Ping pong at
Nude
work.
Nude ping pong. No paddles. Just sacking.
You know what? In our company review, I'll vote for it.
All right. 24/7 Sports was granted early access to the Swamp Kings documentary about the 2009 Florida Gators and my pants right now from playing ping pong all afternoon.
It's a Swamp King
it
right now.
It is a Swamp King in my pants. Urban and Tebow are participating in this, which I didn't really expect. It debuts Tuesday on Netflix. I saw that Urban was there giving quotes. He sat for the documentary. Tim Tebow did the same thing. The thing that I took from Urban. Now, this was They're just coming off the national championship, and it's a dysfunctional team, but they're an unbeaten team going down the stretch. End up losing to Alabama, which crushes their title dreams, but you had infighting on this team. You had Urban, who says he was addicted to Adderall.
A lot of legal issues, off-field issues with this team, well-documented.
When the season was over, Urban said he fell into a deep depression and couldn't even get out of bed, and so he stepped down as the football coach. You know, a couple months later, he had a change of heart, and then he came back for the next season, wound up stepping down again after the 2010 season.
Yep, they went 8-5, won an Outback Bowl, that was it.
What a story. This is. It's a four-part series. It starts on Tuesday on Netflix. I've just seen a couple clips here and there. 24/7 has seen, I want to say, the first episode, maybe more than that. But this is something I'm really looking forward to watching. I watched the Johnny Manziel thing last week, and I thought it was good, but it wasn't a four-parter like this. I assume they're really going to dig into the weeds.
Oh, yeah, they are. Like this little excerpt that they got. It doesn't give away too much of the show. And
not
I'm
addicted
sure
to Adderall. I said Urban got
Ambien.
Addicted to Adderall.
Ambien.
That's
yeah.
right. Ambien.
He was addicted to Ambien, lost weight, couldn't sleep.
Right. That's right. That's my A words. I want to get the right A word.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Ambien.
He was also dropping acid is the other A word.
with
he
the
also
whole team.
Sometimes can be an A-hole.
Lots of A words.
He's also
there.
A champion.
That's right.
A three-time champion.
Three-time champion. And this was after their second championship in 08, going into that 09 season. And with all these troubles, they still wound up going, what, 12-0?
Well, they 8-0 only,
in
they
the conference,
lost,
and then they lost in the conference championship.
To Alabama.
That
yeah.
was it. That was it. But it details a fight from their two All-Americans. And Urban talked about how, you know, I got the alpha male of the offense in Tim Tebow. I got the alpha male of the defense in Brandon Spikes. And they're coming into the locker room at halftime of a game against Ole Miss. They're like four or five games into the season.
And they're fighting.
They're fighting. They're ready
Tebow
to go to blows.
Tebow is a friend of mine. I have a friend in Tebow.
Tebow.
Deion Sanders says, you get in that fight. Now.
Fight. Come on.
Did you see that this week?
How about that?
The Colorado
he
practice?
He was pissed off that the whole entire 100-person Colorado football team didn't jump in the melee.
There was a scuffle at Colorado practice. And, you know, like
it happens all the time.
My mom would always be like, turn the other cheek, walk away. And that's, you know, what some players did after the fight broke out. And Deion Sanders punished them, saying, if there's a fight in practice, you jump into the fight. Jump on the pile.
I don't even know what that
means. Like a rugby scrum.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
Let him live.
A fight can only have so many people involved in it.
They're going to win the national championship. A welcome time saver or a scary development? You make the call coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
We are watching an accident starting to slow things down along the north outer belt, eastbound 270 after 23. Disabled vehicle on the right berm has you slowing from about 315. And eastbound 33 between Refugee and Ebright, you're jammed up a little and about a 10-minute delay through here. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream ingredients inspection lineup, cream to the right, chocolate chunks left, caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Check out the podcast of this dumb show. It is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy is in with me all week.
My man.
It's been good. What are we going to talk about?
It's been good. I actually had a little food thing for you.
Oh, please.
It's always
do.
Good to take Let's up go. Some time, right? Yeah, my guy Richard chimes in. He asked me to send you a little note. And
also, you're
Richard could also Richard. You could just send Common Man the note.
No,
you could get
gonna.
Him on social media.
I'm not going to see it.
Maybe he thinks I'm going to read it and then pass it along. So
well, and he's
it
right.
Worked, it worked. We're talking about it on the air. He said, "I'm heading up to Dublin to hang with a buddy. Question is, what's the best place to get a pizza pie up there? You talked about a place up there that's the best. He said, I want to get your take as well. Thank you.
What did he say was the best?
No, I think he was asking me for my take as well.
Oh,
but he
well,
said
your
he said he heard
count.
You. Talking about
well,
a place. You're a Dublin guy, so what do you
want? Do you want to eat it there? Or you just want to take it home?
I think he's going up there to hang with a buddy, so they want a spot where they can sit down, get the pie. It's going to be hot and fresh. Place you can go to and get
and,
the pizza.
And sit down and
yeah,
eat
and
the
sit
pizza.
Sit down
there.
And eat the pizza.
All right. Look, Dewey's is always solid. They got a Dewey's in Dublin. It's going to be a madhouse on Friday. A lot of kids there on Friday and Saturday night. Maybe that's not your scene with the buddy,
mm-hmm.
but that's a solid pie. Enrico's over on France Road is very good. Again, it's a very small inside area that may be tough to get a table. The place that I like to go to for a good takeout pizza is George's Pizza over in Shawnee Hills off of Powell Road. But you can't eat in there.
Can't
you
eat in there?
Take it out.
Okay.
But if you go there, there's a couple that I enjoy. They're not paying me to say this. As a matter of fact, I may be ordering them this evening.
Ooh.
They have a pepperoni amore pizza.
Now, what's that one like? How's that different from regular pep?
It's well, it's double cheese, double pep.
Ooh.
That's
okay.
what it is.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay? Me likes the cheese and me likes the pep.
Who doesn't?
And they do the pep crispy cups.
Yeah,
on the top
the
of the pie,
the edges really
the edges get hold the grease. They really hold the grease.
Let me ask you though, when you're doing double cheese and double pep, have you found with that pie that the sauce distribution is ever off? You got to put more pizza sauce on it to catch up.
They do a good job with the sauce. Now again, I am not a huge sauce guy. If you like your pizza super saucy,
no, I don't like it super saucy.
No,
but I don't like it to be skipped on.
I think they do a good job on the ratio.
Yeah, good.
All right. They also have a white pizza that has chicken, tomatoes, onion, and they melt a garlic butter on top of the cheese. And it is, if you like garlic, it's heavy on the garlic flavor. If you like garlic and onions and stuff like that, oh my God. Your pants will explode off your body.
Pizza's about the safest item where you can go heavy on garlic. And it's not going to crush it, you know? I just feel like that spice just works with pizza so well.
I never understood the people who don't like garlic.
It's going to make me smell.
So what? If you're doing pizza right, you're at home in your soft clothes on the couch with someone that you love who doesn't care if you smell.
Pizza smells. Pizza's got a very, very thick scent to it in general.
I think it smells great.
With or without garlic, and I love that smell.
If Kristen wants to turn me on, she'll roast some garlic in the oven and then just spread some behind her ears, and I'll just nibble her all night long.
Oh, baby, I'm there for that, too. And if I could have a scent in my car all the time, it would be hot pizza. Mm. Hot pizza. Can I ask you about another spot? Because I'm sure you've probably been there. You know my penchant for a good New York slice.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we have enough that are in that game here in Central Ohio. I know we've got our style of pizza that the local joints like to make, but I'm always looking for a big, floppy, boardwalk-style New York / New Jersey slice. And I'd heard of Brooklyn Pizza up in Powell. The one time I went up there, I actually made a trip all the way up there. Jack and I were going to go have lunch. It wound up being closed. I think it was a holiday or something, and I didn't check the Google hours to see if they were closed. But have you heard anyone that has gone
enjoyed them? I have not tried it. I've heard good things about
it. The pictures look good that are posted. It seems to be my style of the place.
I enjoy, you know, the big floppy New York style.
Love
You're
it.
Talking about like boardwalk
love
style
it. Yeah.
pizza.
And I love a whole pie.
It's not my preferred thing, so I don't usually go out of my way to get it. But you and I should take a date.
You want to go there once?
We'll take, no, here's that's not what you do. That's amateur hour. What you do is you make a list of about 5-6 places, and you hit all those places on the same day.
Okay.
Well, you don't eat like you're going to the chair at each one.
Yeah.
You have a little bit from one place. You have a sample day. This way, sometimes when you go to a place, you're like, I went there 3 weeks ago. Was it good? I don't really remember. But if you're going on the same day, it's easy to compare different places.
You're really
going
to fill your head up with a lot of information.
That's right.
Do you do this with Samantha?
I did this with the fish sandwich thing around Lent when I made my list of fish sandwiches. I would hit five places in one day.
You did that in a Saturday?
Yes.
You
well, I didn't do the whole thing, but I would do five places in one day. I'd hit three places another day. I would not eat the entire sandwich.
Just get the sandwich and then share it or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
We should do that. A little pizza tour.
Pizza tour of Columbus.
I'll rent a bus. I'll drive the bus.
We could bring listeners on this tour.
We can have listeners
us.
That come on the tour with us.
You see that? That's a great idea. We've got people that couldn't get the tickets for back when I was bourbon?
Yeah.
Back when I was banging, when I was bourbon. If you couldn't get a ticket for that, there's more where that came from, baby. Pizza tour.
Now I'm trying to think. Like, what else can we do on the bus?
Well, we could have, I don't know, we need to have some kind of variety show. We could have a little speaker.
Variety
somebody,
show?
Somebody, who's driving the bus?
I'm driving the bus.
Oh, you're driving
the
bus?
I'm driving the bus, yeah.
Well, then I could have a headset on and kind of face the back of the bus.
Oh, that's what they want. You talking to them.
That's true, right.
How about we play some tunes? Can we play some tunes on the bus? Could it be like the All Creed bus?
Oh, beautiful.
We got the windows down. We're eating pizza on the bus with our greasy fingers.
Every song played has to be from the 90s, so I don't know if this one... Is this a 90s song?
This from
dip into 2000.
Human Clay. This is from 99.
There you go. Just fit in.
I'm telling you, man. How much can we charge for this?
I'd like to keep it reasonable. How about 35 bucks?
No, how about this? Lottery. Because I want to keep it fair for everybody. You submit your name. It's not like fastest person in $5.
$5 in the lottery?
$5.
So we'll make a lot of money because a lot of people will apply for tickets. Yeah, I like that.
No. $5 if you get chosen.
Oh.
I'm losing money on this deal.
Oh, I thought we were going to do $5 for the lottery ticket.
No, $5. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm losing money.
Why do we want to take people's money if they didn't get picked?
Right, I'm not taking people. I'm tired of taking people's money. I'm done with that.
Yeah, well, we got to keep it limited.
What I'll do is another thing
that has to be limited because you don't want to drive a school bus. We want a shuttle bus, smaller.
Oh, I was going to do a big yellow
like a
school
van.
Bus.
No, you can't. You can't drive one of those.
Why can't I drive one of those?
Kill everybody.
I've seen people drive those. How hard can it be?
You need training.
You take a little wide turn.
Guy like you driving the big yellow school bus with a giant wheel?
Think about that.
Like Chris Farley?
And if we happen to crash, what a story you'll have to tell.
What a story. If
Remember
you're
the
not
time?
Dead.
Remember the time? Oh, you're not going to die.
You just get rolled around a little bit
you'll
in there.
You get maimed.
Shards of glass.
That's fine.
This could be fun.
Oh, is this a... you make the call on this. Is this good technology that's going to save us time, or is this a scary development? In Philadelphia, Citizens Bank Park will be the first Major League Baseball stadium to have go-ahead entry as an option for fans. Starting Monday, August 21st, so this coming Monday, the Phillies will offer go-ahead entry at their first base gate. Any fans who have completed registration for the program on the MLB Ballpark app, which includes a facial scan, can walk through and have their tickets automatically scanned. The team calls it the ultimate hands-free, free-flow experience. They say it's completely voluntary, is available to anyone 18 years of age or older with an MLB ballpark account. Only one member must be registered for a group to enter together, as long as all the party's tickets are on that member's MLB ballpark account.
Wow.
If they're with their parent or legal guardian, children under 18 can be included with a go-ahead entry group. So, you go on the app, it scans your face.
Facial recognition.
I'll tell you, I was telling
like
the story
your iPhone
last
knows.
Hour about the woman that I saw who had something done to her face. I'm telling you, she would not be recognized by the facial scan. Maybe if you're coming off of drastic and horrible plastic surgery, this is not the option for you.
Her iPhone update, she can't get into her own iPhone?
Right.
Is that what you're talking about? Just locks you out.
If someone has thrown battery acid in your face, perhaps this would not be an option for you.
Oh, man. MLB would like to tell you, though, that the security and the integrity and confidentiality of your information are extremely important to us.
That's fine. Would you use this?
I don't think I'm ready for that. This is exactly like Minority Report.
Can I tell
Tom
you something?
Cruise, where you're getting your eyes scanned.
I know.
And it's giving you like tailored advertising to you.
I used to care very deeply about these things. I would sit and have angry lunches with Craig Krenzel.
About how the government's getting
you? We would rant about.
They know what you're
they're
doing.
They're listening to us and they're keeping tabs on us. And then one day I woke up and I don't know if it's the medication or what.
I'm with you.
One day, who cares? I just woke up and said, you know what, Jimmy Crackcorn?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care. I assume everybody's watching me and I don't care. If someone's watching me through the camera on the porn pad when I am pleasuring and they get the look on my face, whoever's watching, God bless.
That's enough.
That's hazard pay. You should get hazard pay. I don't care if you're watching me. I don't care if you're looking at me.
And what are they going to do with that information?
I got the TSA pre-check. I got the clear retina scan. Crawl up my crack and put something up there if you want to. I don't care. I really don't. Just make my life a little bit easier. If you're watching me, I don't even care at this point because I hate taking out my phone. It's like, I think it's in my digital wallet and you're trying to, here's my ticket.
Yeah, let's just walk
right
in.
No, I don't want any of that. Go ahead. Go, yank an eyeball out. Scan it. Put it back in. Give me a glass eye. I don't care. I just want to be able to walk places and not be bothered. If that means you're keeping tabs on me, then God bless.
Man, I guess where I was coming from here is I'm not sure if this technology is going to work or if the tech itself will be buggy and will suck.
Well, perhaps.
And will wind up costing you more time because 5 or 10 people might walk through.
You're right.
And some, you know, 75-year-old lady will say, excuse me.
Yeah.
And she's racing at you with a gun and she's, you know what I mean, like a scanner gun.
And a real gun.
Trying to zap you with it to get you checked in. Oh, would you come back here, please? Like, no, I'm not going to come back. I signed up for the program. I'm in. Forget it. And then you got security guards chasing you down. So if we get it to a point where this stuff actually works, yeah, I'm with you. They know everything they're going to know.
Kristen's like that, too, where she's on her laptop.
Come on, they got the internet.
Like, why on my laptop are they serving up ads for you?
And I said, well, maybe it's because we're on the same Wi-Fi. We live in the same damn house.
It's all connected.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Who cares? What's the difference?
They're looking. They got us.
It's unsettling. We'll just get used to it.
It's unsettling.
Look, why do we care so much about this? If some poor sap out there, their entire job is to find out what I'm doing and looking at on the internet, I feel sorry for that person. I do.
And it's no person that's doing this. This is all just...
Maybe it is a person.
This is all just algorithms.
Oh, Fatty picked up the pad.
Yeah. Oh.
I know what's coming, but it's my job. I can't look away.
It's 11:37 on a Friday night.
Why are you clicking on that category, you sicko? That's not really her stepmom.
Why does he keep searching stepmothers? This man is obsessed.
Oh, my God. All right, coming up next. Pat Fitzgerald is back. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Checking the live traffic cams. We have slowdowns on the east side, 70 between Hamilton and 270, and also on the south side, northbound 71 between Greenlawn and 315. It's slow, but traffic is moving. And a weekend closure to note, northbound 315 between Goodale and Kinnear will be closed tonight at 9 until Monday morning for bridge work. This report is sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings of up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, I want to tell you about my friends at Bath R Us. I'm doing this off the top of my head because I don't have my copy points in front of me, but
you don't need them.
If you want to make your bathroom renovation easy, not just easy on the eyes, but easy on the pocketbook, easy on the frustration, because Bath R Us is professional. They don't hire subcontractors that have no idea what they're doing. They will come to your house on your schedule, clean up, and they can get it done probably in a shorter time frame than you think possible. I want you to give them a call right now. I don't remember the phone number, but their website is bathrus.com. Also, go into the Google machine, type Bath R Us Columbus, see all the reviews, and you know what? Phone number will be right there. I can tell you the in-home estimate is free, and you can save $1,500 if you call now. And it comes with a 30-year warranty. I remember that. Anything else? They're awesome. Tell them Common Man sent you. Bath R Us. We have a development, Timmy. The epic ping pong tournament continues. When last you spoke, we played 50 games, 5-0, and we had both won 25. Now we're up to 52 games, and someone has taken a two-game lead with just about an hour and a half left to go in the competition.
Yeah.
This is a big development.
As of 5 minutes ago, going into that break, poll question, I had a 53.7% advantage over you, 46.3%.
So people had more faith in you.
People had more faith in me. I'm curious to know now that he's got... Now, well, keep in mind...
We didn't tell people who won the two games.
Well, do you want to... Should we keep it secret?
So far, I've said someone won the two games.
Should we not give him that information then? So it keeps the poll question honest?
Okay. One of us has a two-game lead on the other one.
Yeah, there's a gap now. But we've both shown before in games and in series that we can come back.
But we're running out of commercial breaks now.
Yeah.
Because we only get one game in per break.
Well, we have the 4:28 break coming up here. That's a game.
Yeah.
We got the 4:43 break. That's a game. We got the 5 o'clock break. That's a game.
Yeah.
We got the 5:20, the 5:14 break.
All right, that's so we're talking four... Five more games.
Five games, maybe? We don't do a game before Tool of the Week, right?
No.
We cut it off at that 5:14. That's it. So four games.
Four games.
Four games to go. It can be done. That person that's down by two could possibly still win it all.
Former Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald will serve as a parent volunteer for the football program at Loyola Academy.
As you do when you're fired.
The high school in the Chicago suburbs that two of his sons attend. So he will... He'll do that. One of his sons is a freshman at the school. The other's a junior.
Didn't he have a kid on the team as well?
Yes, he still has a kid on the team.
I want to say is
a preferred walk-on or something. Yes, he's still on the team, which has got to be awkward. Whatever, man. Look, I saw the scuttlebutt about a week ago when players and coaches came out wearing the Northwestern against the world shirts, man. Whatever the hell it was, and Pat Fitzgerald's number on it.
Yeah,
And the AD comes out and says, that's tone deaf. It's like, yeah, all right, well, what'd you expect? You said this was a culture problem that your head coach should have known about, and your assistant coaches either should have known or did, but you kept all your assistant coaches. So why are you surprised when they are tone deaf and don't understand what the hell's going on? If anything, just because... You've already got such a daunting task. What's the interim coach's name? Vinny Bumbach? I don't remember.
Braun. Chris Braun.
Lloyd Braun.
Lloyd Braun.
I think it's David. Right? David Braun.
David Braun? Right. David Morse? Character actor?
Who cares?
I don't know. Who cares?
Anyway.
It's Northwestern football.
You would think that an intelligent person would say, I got a job ahead of me. All right, I got to try and get these players back and settle down the waters here, and we got to get ready for a football season. Instead, even if Pat Fitzgerald is his guy, right? And internally in the locker room, they're like, can you believe it? Can you believe it that cancel culture has gotten to Pat Fitzgerald?
It got him.
Wouldn't you
want
to just minimize the outside noise by saying, guys, let's wear a different t-shirt? Because then he stands up and takes questions for the media. Like this. I can't believe you guys are asking me this. Well, you came out with the t-shirt, dumbass. Don't come out with the t-shirt. Don't worry, we'll just focus on you being a one-win terrible football team.
I can't really understand somebody's thinking when it gets to that, because
they're not thinking,
because you said
thinking, I'll show them, and then they get angry when people ask questions about it.
It's like we struggle to understand the world that we live in, or to understand our country at this point in 2023. When you have gone through crisis, there is this faction of people that want to dig in to the crisis and make it worse. Instead of just taking a page out of any book that's ever been written, or going back through history and looking at how you deal with certain situations and you get through hard or difficult times like this, there is a way to do it, and there is a way to make it worse and to bring more negative attention on yourselves.
And Northwestern has made it worse.
It feels like sports. I don't know what that says, but I, from my chair, maybe that's because I'm a sports talk host and this is where I've been living and the stories that I have followed more often than, it's not like I don't read the news. I do pay attention to everything that's going on in our country and around the world, just off the clock. But I don't know, maybe that's me. It feels like in the sports realm,
it's not just
we
sports.
Make it worse more in this avenue.
It's not just sport. I was reading something today about Britney Spears, and she's getting a divorce, I guess, from...
Didn't she have a conservatorship issue going on, too?
Well, she did. Now that's gone.
Now we're talking about the Tuies and Michael Orr.
Like, Britney Spears needs her freedom. It's like, does she? Because every single time I see Britney Spears, it's like, I'm not crazy! Look at my boobies! You're at a Shoney's, Britney. What are you doing, Britney? There are children here,
Put
Britney.
Put them away, Brit.
I'm not crazy! Let me have my own money!
All right, Brittany. You have no shoes on, Brittany.
Brittany, this is not the music video Toxic right now.
I just say, we always...
Please.
Sometimes
please
people,
put your
people just
back
are in
on.
The business of making their lives harder than they need to be. Northwestern right now is in that business. And by the way, their AD and president, also stupid. They made this harder than it needed to be.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they...
You're suspended for 2 weeks. Is that good enough? No? Okay, you're fired.
How many times does that happen nowadays, too? You come out with a decision, and then you instantly,
well, who's
instantly
fired?
Figure
are you,
out.
Are you fired, too? No, I'm not fired. You're fired. But you just said that the head coach should have known. But you had an investigation that told you...
That he likely did know.
Or if he didn't right. know, he should have known. So shouldn't have you... Have you known what?
Oh, my
Hello?
God.
Brittany, put your pants on.
But let's wear a t-shirt saying, yeah, Pat till we die.
Can you see my nipples in this shirt?
Well, you're not wearing a shirt, so yes, I can. You're crazy.
Why don't they just keep wearing the t-shirts? That's really how they feel.
I want to have a conversation about someone naming their child something. This is like George Costanza trying to name his child Seven Costanza.
Like Seven Banks at Ohio State.
Yes.
Formerly.
Was that on his birth certificate, Seven Banks?
Yeah, S-E-V-Y-N.
All right. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Disabled vehicle still causing problems on the North Outer Belt eastbound 270 after 23. It's been moved over to the right berm, but police are on scene, so use caution through here. And an accident has cleared eastbound Main at Bryce. Traffic is a little slow, but moving well. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The beefy, crunchy burrito is back at Taco Bell, thanks to rewards members who voted for it on the Taco Bell app. Filled with seasoned beef and Flamin' Hot Fritos, it's as crunchy and beefy as it sounds and as delicious as a vote winner should be. Get one today at participating Taco Bell locations while supplies last. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Timmy and I are in the middle of our epic ping pong tournament. One of us now has a three-game lead. Three-game lead.
Who is that man? We do not know.
Three-game lead.
Vote on my Twitter poll, though. Who do you think is going to win?
Well, tell people the series what your Twitter handle is.
At TimHall971. Please do it.
What are the results?
54%. They seem to think that you've got this lead now. 54% think that man is going to win. 45.8% me.
Really, the next game, if the person that has the three-game lead, if the person wins the next game, then it's pretty much over.
It is over, yeah. Four-game lead, insurmountable. This game was so close, though. It was wild.
It was an epic game. Epic game.
Big lead, and it was blown.
Crew hosting Cincinnati Hell is Real game Sunday night at 7:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. This is a big game. These two teams are playoff teams right now. See, I'm going to do my best at being T-Bone right now.
Right, yeah. And I'll do my best at being whoever would sit next to T-Bone, also not knowing a ton about soccer or the
Crew. Both of these clubs have been off the last couple weeks as they were eliminated from League's Cup action.
Very good.
Diego Rossi is making his debut as a member of the Crew, so that should be good.
Mitch Rossi's older brother.
Not him. The game is sold out. I want to say it's their 10th or 11th sellout of the season.
And
it should be
nice.
A wild atmosphere, as it always is, when the Crew and Cincinnati get together for Hell is Real. 7:30. Sunday night, right here on The Fan.
No head coach in that one. Still,
that's right. Wilfred Nancy, yep. Big Willie style, is serving the second of his two-game suspension for saying true things about terrible officiating. That's what we've learned. You say true things, you bring up facts. I never understood that. And every sport does this, not just Major League Soccer. Every single sport does it. If you say, hey, umpire was garbage, you're suspended. But no, see, I can actually prove right here, we have computers now. That means I'm telling the truth. That umpire was garbage. No, it's bad look for the game. You know it's a bad look for the game? You having umpires and referees that are garbage.
I just think that's too harsh,
that's
too.
That's a bad look.
I think that's too harsh of a penalty. Especially when a team is already getting screwed by poor officiating. That, to me, is a pretty big penalty. And I get that you still have to keep face. I agree more with what you're saying. It's painful for fans to watch referees, umps, whatever, not know what the hell they're doing. That is what truly takes away from the product. And then you are going to ding the club that was officiated against poorly, and the coach has a human moment? I mean, come on.
Well, that's the thing.
Listen, we don't meddle around in what is happening with these NFL teams in training camp, and because they get into fights, which, honest to God, is not the best look. It's not the best example that we want to set for our kids and the people that are looking up to them and watching these games. But you know what? Tempers flare. You're out there. It's hot. You're tired.
Right.
You're thirsty.
It's part of the deal.
It will happen. You don't expect a head coach, manager, whoever, that is upset and he feels for his guys that had to go through this, and it was very tough and frustrating for them, and he speaks out about it because you make them do media after every game, and you give them not a one-game suspension, but a two-game suspension? That's a bit much. That should be looked into.
That game in particular, who were they playing that game? I forget who they were playing. Mm-hmm. But it was the referee. Is it umpire or referee? What is it in soccer?
In soccer, Bodie, what do we got? Head ref? Field judge,
going purely off gut. Ref sounds right.
All right, fine.
We'll go with ref. Bode Mance's ref.
It was a terribly officiated game, refed game, and then the next outing this guy had was also terrible. And so, if you're Major League Soccer, do you not look at that and say this guy is not meeting our expectations? So let's give Wilfred Nancy a break. Because of that, no, he's suspended for two games.
It was the New York City FC match. That's what it was.
All right.
On July 8th.
All right, I saw this today. There is a mom. She has some doubts about the name that she wants to name her daughter. So she, of course, took to Reddit, as you do, to help her out with this dilemma. She says, I'm feeling some worry about a baby name that I love. So my husband and I love the name Vanilla. And I'm just a bit worried some people I know won't like it. We plan to mostly call her Vivi.
Vivi?
Vivi.
Not Vaney.
No.
Vivi.
But there are not just many other full names I could use for that. My mom gave me a boring name that never really got any attention, good or bad, and I just can't do that to my future daughter.
Are you? Did she really say there's not many full names I can use for that? She's picking the nickname and then wanting to go with the full name next. Huh?
I like how she said, I just can't do that to my future daughter. Oh, you mean not expose her to unnecessary bullying because her name is stupid?
And ridicule, lifelong ridicule.
Why can't parents just pick the most vanilla name? Just so your kid blends in like a beige wall. And then they decide, once they get to a certain age, I don't like this. I'm going to splash some color on the wall. Why do you have to splash the color on the wall at birth for them? Let them do it.
Let the kids pick
right?
their own
Maybe
names.
She goes to Hot Topic then and says, you know what? I'm goth now. My name's not Angela anymore. It's Boobilicious. Well, I don't know.
That's what you get. I love that. There was no thought there. Nothing going on there.
There was no thought in my head.
Boobilicious sounds like one of Barbie's friends.
Hey, it's
wears
my
hot
friend.
Pink
this is my
and
friend
neon green.
Bubble Yum. What's up, Bubble Yum? This is Cineburst.
Those people are shopping in Gadzooks.
I'm just saying. Naming the kid Vanilla? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with people? Don't sentence your kid because you're jacked in the head. Would you name your kid Vanilla?
What the hell are you talking
now,
about?
Now, I will say this, going back to names.
What was the nickname again? Vivi?
Vivi.
Vivi?
Call her Vivian.
And she could think Vivian?
T-Bone named his kid Vivian.
V. Stiviano.
Mm-hmm. With her welder's mask. I have long said that if these two names didn't have anything attached to them, you have to wipe away in your brain what you think you know
mm-hmm.
about these two words. And you tell me they wouldn't make fantastic names because they're actually quite pleasant sounding if you take the meaning away from them. Okay?
Okay.
Pretend Men in Black was here. They just erased you.
Yep.
You have no idea.
I got a magic eye, this thing.
Say hello, T-Bone. Or you're Timmy, not T-Bone. Timmy, I'd like to introduce you to my daughter. Her name is Diarrhea. That's a pleasant name. If you don't know what diarrhea is, that's a pleasant name. Same thing with chlamydia. See, we know what those two things are, so they're disgusting to us. But just on a pure name level, those are two great names, chlamydia and diarrhea.
I mean, we have Rhea as a name.
We do. We have Di.
Di, yeah.
Lady Di.
Di, Diana.
I'm just saying, if those two names, those two words, had no other meaning to them, those would be fantastic names.
This is a pretty Costanza moment for you.
I didn't say I was going to name someone
newer.
That. I'm just saying, diarrhea, it's pleasant sounding. Chlamydia, pleasant sounding.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know if that catches. I can't do it. I can't take that away. You can't ask somebody to do that.
I know that. But if you could take it away.
You think the aliens would like it?
I think so. Yeah. Let's talk about Lionel Messi. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Be prepared for some slowdowns on the road this afternoon. An accident on the east side, 70 before 33. Vehicle and police are on the right berm, causing some stop and go. Eastbound 33 between Refugee and Bixby has you tapping the brakes, and expect about a 15-minute delay in this area. And it's a slow go westbound 670 between 71 and 4th. This report is sponsored by Staples Store. Staples has great prices on all the back-to-school essentials. Now you can save even more with $20 back in rewards for your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Rewards members only, ends 8/19. Redeemable in-store only. School on, save on at Staples. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio, and the place that I would love you to go, fantastic place. It's a wonderful place. I don't know when Trump got here. Fantastic place, wonderful place.
Very good,
great, very great people, great ratings. Hollywood Casino Columbus. Go visit their sports book. It's clean, it's sparkly. Plus, you have all the other amenities of the casino. The slots, the food, the hot chicks. Especially those blue hairs with the oxygen tanks. Yes. Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
They like to crowd that roulette table.
Major League Soccer. So, Lionel Messi is playing for Miami. He's had great success so far. Just making it look like a kid's game.
9 goals in 6 matches.
Yes. In his first media interview yesterday since joining Miami FC or CF, whatever the hell it's called, Inter Miami CF, in July as a free agent, the World Cup winner with Argentina said Major League Soccer is poised to reach the level of competition on the other side of the Atlantic. He said, quote, "I think it has every opportunity to do so. That growth depends a lot on the league. It's an ideal moment to grow. There are important competitions upcoming that'll be played in this country," talking about the Copa, talking about the World Cup. "It's time for the league to make that leap and finish growing. Finish looking for what it's been seeking for a while. Everything is in place here to witness top-level football because of the country, the structure, and a bunch of things." Let's discuss this. Obviously, yeah. T-Bone is
this is interesting, though.
Soccer expert.
Is this the first story I read today when I woke up?
First of all, what is Lionel Messi going to say? He's going to say, of course, "Hey, guys, this league pretty damn good." Because if it's not, then he's just admitting that he's toying with all these idiots, right? But him scoring 9 goals in 6 games against competition that he deems to be pretty close to Europe, well, that strokes his own ego.
Strengthens what his own legacy is.
Strengthens what he's doing
here. But the
point,
I don't think he really needs to do that at this point. I think his legacy is pretty cut and dry with who he's played against and what he's done.
But we know why he's here. He's here because he's...
It's the twilight.
...essentially running the league. He will. He is the superstar. The league, of course, is happy to have that. As far as this being... I would love for the U.S. to be the ultimate destination for soccer. I'm a selfish American. I want everything to be played on our soil that's the best. Right now, we have the best football, American football.
Of course.
We have the best baseball. We have the best basketball. I'm spoiled. I want the best soccer, too.
We have the best hockey,
We have the best hockey, too. And you say, no, you don't. Well, you know what? The best hockey is played in this country. Yes, I know the best players in the world mostly come from other places.
Oh, yeah, but it's played
when was
here.
The last time a Canadian team won a cup?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So it's been a while.
There's more teams in America than there are in Canada.
I just don't understand how, with the current soccer calendar, how that can truly be the case. Because the seasons don't match up. The seasons can't really match up. They're playing games in December and January and February. That's the meat of their season over in Europe. Yeah. All these other countries in these top flight leagues, they're playing around that time. They have their regular seasons coordinated. They have tournaments that, of course, are coordinated. How are you going to do that here? How are you going to have the same quality product when it's -2 in Minneapolis in January and they have their soccer team out there trying to play something?
Well, the problem that you said, though, is we're already entrenched in a sport like American football. I mean, there's no beating it unless we get
there
to a point.
There is beating it, and that is pickleball.
Yeah, right.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport.
I mean, Drew Brees is playing it. All these football players are playing it now, so how could it not be the best, the greatest thing? But you know what I mean? Like, you talk about the seasons lining up, football being played in those months. You know, I'm a big fan of golf, right? But I understand where it is. I was actually wanted to get your take on if you like the FedEx Cup playoffs and how they moved it up to kind of separate it from the big early weekends of the college football and the NFL slate. They took a tournament out of there, so they'll actually finish up next week in just three tournaments. And to me, it gets pretty exciting, and the field slims down. And they're doing what they can with a sport where I think they know where their place is. And golf is always going to try to grow, right? They're always one of those games that's going to do whatever they can to grow, because they know as long as you're not the most watched game, there's room to grow. And soccer in America is absolutely facing that. But look, they're in a good spot. I mean, if you take a look at what the blood-sucking pre-court bought the Crew for, and then what the Crew were sold for, and then what their next possible valuation is going to be. We play that game, you know, what would you do if you actually won the Mega Millions? What could you actually buy? Buying the Crew is the thing that you know, if you wound up with $500 million, you could still actually buy them. But for how much longer? I don't know. 10 years from now, is that the case? 15 years from now, is that the case? Or is it as much as an NHL franchise is, say, today? They're a sport that's, there's so many fans globally. And when you get the opportunity to have a player like Lionel Messi here in the States, and he wants to put his handprints all over the league and wants to say things about what the league should do, I would say with the way it has been going, you would be inclined to listen and take some of that advice.
I think that what needs to happen is the calendar needs to be worked around a little bit. The salary structure needs to be worked around. You know, you have guys on these teams that are making $8 million a year, these designated players. $10 million a year. You also have guys on the team that are making $65,000.
Yeah, it's a little...
And that's something that does not fly across the pond.
Still tells you where it is.
Right. If you want to be taken seriously, there needs to be some... I don't know.
But there has to be money. I mean, you need a guy like Messi to get all those subscriptions and all that interest to bring some money into it, so then you can pay those guys more.
Well, right, and you just can't
owners
say...
Owners aren't just going to lose it.
Well, first of all, you got owners like the Haslams now. They're not hurting for cash. I mean, they're buying pieces of the Milwaukee Bucks at valuations of $3 billion. So if the Haslams wanted to, they could go overseas and pluck away the best talent. It costs them a lot of money. But they could pluck away the best talent. It's going to take more owners willing to do
that. Right. You have to be like the Saudis, right?
Yeah, you do.
You have to say, we're going to pay you $25 million a year.
And that's how they'll be thought of, too.
Oh, okay,
the Americans are disrupting the game of soccer just like the Saudis did. And continue to do. Because they're doing that with their soccer league, too.
They are. They're getting mega soccer stars to come over there.
Right, coming up, we'll talk about crappy Big Ten quarterbacks moving on to better things. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
You're going to be seeing those taillights along the west outer belt. Southbound 270 at 70. A disabled semi on the right berm is causing a little bit of backup in this area. And a crash has cleared north outer belt. Eastbound 270 at 23. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The beefy crunch burrito is back at Taco Bell. Thanks to the rewards members who voted for it on the Taco Bell app. Filled with seasoned beef and flaming hot Fritos, it's as crunchy and beefy as it sounds and as delicious as a vote winner should be. Get one today at participating Taco Bell locations while supplies last. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Timmy is in for Bone. It is Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools now at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We are in the middle, me and Timmy, of an epic week-long ping pong battle. Here's the development. One of us took a three-game lead. It was up for grabs in the game that followed, where if the person who had the three-game lead won, that pretty much would have clinched the entire thing. Instead, someone choked on a lead, and now someone is within a game.
Incredible.
It is 28 games to 27 games.
You never know what's going to happen in office ping pong.
I'll tell you
what. That's what's great about it. Anyone can come back at any point in time. No lead is safe.
If we had this on pay-per-view, all of you would lose your minds.
I don't know why. We have wonderful 4K, 10 TV cameras that are on the other side of the wall.
Athletic prowess that is on display out there. The jiggling man bosoms, heaving, thrusting around the office. The grunting, as only men can grunt.
Ah!
And sometimes we make other noises like... Depends.
Haven't done the doorbell sound effect in a long time.
Well, you know what?
That was a dead ball thing.
We're focused.
Like I said, though, I don't know why we haven't been on 10 TV yet. I can't understand that.
You want ratings?
Why couldn't we be on the 6 o'clock news? Just wheel one of your cameras onto the other side of the wall. It would take you 5 seconds. Just turn that thing, wheel it towards the big double doors. Boom, you got a big panoramic view. You'd have the all 22 angle of the ping pong battle right
from
behind
me. One game separates us. More to come. Former Michigan State quarterback Peyton Thorne has won the Auburn job.
Oh, good for Peyton.
I'll tell you, the SEC is the mecca of college football, but it sure seems like a lot of Big Ten reject quarterbacks just walk right into hillbilly land and win starting jobs, doesn't it? Graham Mertz, Peyton Thorne, come on down. You couldn't play in the Big Ten, but started Florida? Sure. Started Auburn? Sure. Why not?
Didn't we have Purdue quarterbacks going down to LSU? Couple years earlier? Couple years prior?
I'm sure.
Not Aiden O'Connell, but I'd forget his name. But either way, Peyton Thorne, his numbers were, I mean, I guess 27 touchdowns, 10 picks in 2021. Got a lot worse last year in 2022. Numbers went down to 19 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Want to know why it got worse?
Michigan State sucked.
And he sucked.
Mel Tucker also is not proving to be a very good coach.
Well, too bad. You owe him like $80 million left.
Made your bed, now you got to sleep in it.
What were you going to tell me about Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, we've got a little update with the Dwayne Haskins estate settlement situation.
Does Colin Cowherd know that Dwayne Haskins has sadly passed on?
No.
Should we alert him?
No, he doesn't. He also, I would like to point out on that graphic that you're mentioning that made its way through social media, and he put Dwayne Haskins' name on a list of, these are players that can't win a Super Bowl, according to me. Cannot do it. Yes, Dwayne can't win.
That's a great impersonation.
He also put EJ Manuel on that list. EJ Manuel, former Florida State quarterback.
He's not dead, though.
I believe has been out of the NFL for 7 years.
Yes, but
why at least he's alive. Why would we not point to that one to further tear down that list? And why the hell are you doing it? How did that make it to graphic stage? I don't know. But here's the story. So from ESPN News Services, the estate of Dwayne Haskins has reached now a combined settlement with the driver, the owner, and the broker of the dump truck that struck and killed Haskins, that according to a lawyer representing Dwayne's widow. No specifics of the settlement have been disclosed, but this ends a little bit of a saga that had been going on. Yeah,
and there was also a situation with her and the family where his parents did not get along with her and she didn't get along with them. And I want to say they had two separate funerals for him.
That's correct.
Because the parents and
the
wife couldn't be in the same place.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd was at one of them and yet still doesn't understand that Dwayne Haskins is dead. What do you think, Cowherd?
Sodas. Who drinks, by the way? Anybody who drinks soda anyway? It's just like, seriously.
You remember who he was talking about in that famous clip?
He was talking about my guy, Beanie Wells.
That was draft night when Beanie Wells was drafted to the Arizona Cardinals. Froggy, I'm sorry. And they had the cameras in Beanie's, I don't know, mom's house.
Like they do.
Wherever they were having
the
celebration.
Like they do for the draft coverage.
And they had a bunch of 2-liter pops. People just drinking 2-liter pops, as you do.
Like normal
like
people.
Like a fine American gathering.
Like a normal
having
American
a 2-liter
family.
Having a 2-liter pop. And then that was Colin Cowherd's hot take.
Sodas. Who drinks, by the way? Anybody who drinks soda anyway? It's just like, seriously.
Look at Tony Romo wearing his hat backwards. I always say, wear your hat in the direction your life's going.
I haven't heard that one. I'm going to wear my hat pointed down to my ace. Shannon Sharp will make 2 appearances per week on First Take. to debate Stephen A. Smith. Now we can all sleep at night.
Oh, boy, Shannon's back in the game. God. Back in the debate game.
Here's something for you. Sam Howell has been named the Commanders starter.
The Howitzer.
Are you a fan of Sam Howell? I mean, you're a Commanders fan.
I'm a Commanders fan.
Well, you are. What
Sam Howell is the man that's going to bring glory back to Washington.
Are you serious?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I thought you were really serious about
it. If he's good, good. Do I have any confidence?
Good. Thank you, Timmy.
Do I have any confidence that he's going to actually lead them to playoff victories?
Hey, Birdman, if he's good, it's good, right?
So it's almost good as Cowherd listing just a bunch of not good quarterbacks. Being like, hey, these guys aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
He's good? Good. Who's the starting quarterback for Notre Dame, Bodie?
This season?
Yeah.
Sam Hartman.
Sam Howell. No, Sam Hartman.
Yeah,
I don't know how you forget him. A man so beautiful. Oh, I mean, you never stop talking about
him and Coach Freeman
above his neck.
Yeah, if it's just about the looks this year.
Sam Hartman, a good-looking guy?
Bodie.
Oh, yeah, nice beard.
Bodie goes back and forth.
I'm going to look him up.
The two hottest men in the world to Bodie are Marcus Freeman and Sam Hartman, the coach and the quarterback for Notre Dame.
Let me see. Jake Gyllenhaal might make that list, too.
Oh, he's a Jake guy, too.
I mean, he's not a bad-looking guy.
Oh, he's a great-looking guy. Come on.
Sam Hartman?
Sam Hartman, you don't think is a 9 out of a 10?
I didn't know I was going to have to fight you two. No, he's a good-looking guy. I think he's a good-looking guy. He's got a little Garoppolo thing going on.
Yeah, little Jimmy G in him.
Yeah,
strong jawline.
Yeah, strong
hairline.
Jimmy G should just consider getting out of football and maybe just going.
Just be a model.
Honestly, yeah, at this point.
I mean, he's still
a starting quarterback in the NFL. Ride that out.
He'll probably break a foot again or something.
Yeah, he'll be hurt in two weeks.
October, yeah.
When he was playing in the Super Bowl, you know, they got the 9 hours of pregame coverage. I have it on in the house, and Kristen's there. Jimmy Garoppolo's on TV getting interviewed.
Okay.
And Kristen says, "Who's that?"
Yes.
And I said, "That's Jimmy Garoppolo. He's the quarterback of the 49ers. They're playing in the Super Bowl today."
I'm going to put him in my memory bank for later.
All right.
Go ahead.
Maybe I will too.
You want to know who's in Sarah's memory bank?
Who?
Bill Cowher.
Come on now.
So she picked Bill Cowher. She must have caught Bill Cowher in a bad angle or in dim light. This has been 4 or 5 years, and I've never let her
let this go.
So anytime he appears on the screen, even today.
So does she stick with it?
No, she's very embarrassed about
it. Embarrassed by it.
But I mean,
she could probably have Bill Cowher.
I'm sure she could. Yeah, she could offer herself up. I'm a 39-year-old nurse from Columbus, Ohio. Here's a picture. Would this be of interest to
Bill
you?
Cowher.
Bill would say, sure. Come on out to Raleigh, North Carolina, and let's go.
Putting Bill Cowher aside, who is the guy for your wife? Celebrity guy. Not like dude I know down the street, because she's probably doing him right now.
Yeah, besides the milkman. Oh, shoot. I got to think about this. I got nothing in the... You talk about memory bank. I got nothing in the hopper right now.
All right.
Bootylicious? Bubblicious? What did you say back there?
Boobylicious.
Boobylicious.
Licious.
How about Eminem? That's her guy.
Eminem?
Eminem.
Really?
Yeah. Big fan of Eminem.
Okay.
Slim Shady.
There are reports saying that Stanford and Cal are close to jumping to the ACC. We've heard this. We heard they're close, and then we heard there's four teams against it, and now we hear they're close again. And the latest little wrinkle in this is that they are so desperate to get into some stable environment.
Of course they are.
Because they're dying. They're dying in the Pac-12. They know they have no future. They have nothing. They're dying to get in some sort of stable environment. The rumor is they will do it at bargain basement prices.
Sure.
Like, forget about a full share member or a half share.
We'll take a 10% share for life.
They'll come in for 10 cents on the dollar and then hopefully get in your good graces. And the next time you negotiate a media deal, then they'll be there. But as of right now, pretend we're not even here. We'll pay our own way. We'll pay for every flight. We'll do everything we have to do. We'll get to where you need us to be. and pretend like we're not even here. We'll play for free for a couple of years. And then hopefully you like us and we can be in the next television deal. That's how desperate these two programs are.
And by the way, that lovely facility in Greensboro, North Carolina, will have all of our executives become the janitors in that facility. And we won't pay them anything extra.
We'll clean the toilets.
Kliakoff will be cleaning something. Be cleaning the toilets.
I don't know what's going to happen with all of this. I don't know how it's going to shake out. And my opinion changes every single day, where I think that the Big Ten's going to add some more. I think the SEC is going to swoop in. Then I think the ACC is going to implode one day, or they're going to stay alive and become new Big 12 and start picking up teams that no one really cares about, but at least they have strength in numbers. I still don't know. And I'm around this every day, and I hear from insiders and I read stories, and I have no idea how this is going to go. And you know what? I bet you if you give Ryan Day some truth serum and Gene Smith some truth serum, they don't know either.
Yeah.
That's how much this changes.
I think the one thing we do know, though, is that those four leftovers in the Pac-12, that's why this is fascinating, because the story that you just relayed, there's a lot of truth to that. There's just no juice. These schools just don't bring any
punch. The ones that are left have no negotiating power.
Right? Like, they've got no leverage. They've got no championships. They've got no famous players that have recently poured through there. Well, I mean, even if you do, what is Cal going to say? Oh, we had Aaron Rodgers back here 20 years ago. It's like, yeah, so, but what have you done as the Cal Golden Bears?
Stanford just had McCaffrey, Andrew Luck. They still can't get people to show up to games.
You can't get people to watch. You can't get people to show up. And that's a good point. They had Luck and Christian McCaffrey, and it doesn't matter. And Jim Harbaugh was their head coach, and they were closing in on
it might have been the
being
best
in the championship
Pac-12 school
picture.
And for like a 5-6 year span there.
They could have been. That's how down the Pac-12 was.
All right, we're going to have some sort of conclusion, we think, to the epic ping pong extravaganza. Plus, the Boatman talks more about handsome men. That's next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Heavy traffic due to an accident eastbound 33 at Hamilton. A crash is blocking the left lane, and you're looking at about a 20-minute delay, and it's building. Traffic is also moving in the area, but a couple slow spots still. North side 71 between 670 and 11th, and southbound 315 between Kinnear and 70. It's going to set you back about 5 minutes in both of these areas. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream, Cherry Vanilla, Cookies and Cream, Nuts About Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. Timmy is with me. We are playing epic ping pong matchups.
Oh, what do you think is going on now,
folks? I'll just tell you right now that one of us took a 3-game lead, and it looked like the competition was going to be over. And now the other one has roared back and won the last 3 games. And now it's 28-28. And I can tell you now, I had the 3-game lead, and I blew it. I had an opportunity to put you away. It was 10-8 in the game that would have put you away. I blew it. I lost it. In deuce time, I took a deuce right on the ping pong table, and my confidence is shot. We have one more game to play, and I'm ready to declare you the winner. And let me tell you something, man.
No, come on.
Let me tell you something.
Come on. You're not giving me the game.
We're going to cut the BS right now, all right? For 1 second, the Common Man character is going away. Mike is coming out.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Hi.
Hello.
You don't have to do that.
This is all I have in life is ping pong. I have nothing. I go home. My six-year-old beats me at Connect Four. My wife won't touch me. I have nothing. I come in here. I play Papa Shot with you. I suck. You win Papa Shot all the time. Ping pong was my last feeling of being a man. And that's about to leave.
That's not true.
It's about to leave. Because if I lose this whole week's worth of games to you, that's it for me.
That's not
true. I'm going on vacation next week. I'm going to be in the basement. I'm not going anywhere.
You have to stay in the basement because it's going to be so hot.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to show my face. I'm going to go out with a veil on. Like, if I have to go out to the store, it's going to be like a big Michael Jackson veil. Because I don't want to show my face if I lose to you.
What about a V Stevie? Huh? We mentioned her already today.
How is the Bode Man ever going to look at me with any sort of respect? I'm going to lose the respect of everybody who works in this office.
Bode told you he doesn't care about the ping pong. He told you he rated it a 1 out of 10 already.
Also told me he never had any respect for me, but he's never going to have any for me if I lose this ping pong game.
Let me ask you, who do you think likes you the most here at this radio station? Besides me, because we're actual friends.
I was going to say you. I'm convinced everyone else hates me, and with good reason. With good reason. I think Evil Bald Colin hates me.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's wrong.
I get a bad vibe from him.
Colin has a face where it just looks like he hates whatever he's looking at. I love the guy, too. That's just how he is.
Well, you are podcast buddies.
That's how he is.
Fair enough.
Mad about hoops. We've been on a hiatus because it hasn't been basketball season.
Don't promote it if it's not on.
Well, I mean, you can go back and listen to some very entertaining past episodes.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you can.
Stop.
That's good. Appreciate that, man.
All right, what was I talking about? Oh, I have no reason to
lose.
If I lose the ping pong to you, there's one game left. This is for all the marbles. As a matter of fact, you know, I kind of want to just pause this segment right out here. If we had microphones we could take out there, Bode would do play-by-play, mm-hmm. and we would make this happen live on the air.
You know, can I talk about something else, though, for a second?
No.
Because are you serious, or can we? I mean, it's 5:24 on a Tool of the Week Friday.
What are we doing? Come on. I'll tell you what we're doing. My existence will end if I lose this game.
Well, you better be prepared for that, because I mean, cat's out of the bag. I was the one that was trailing.
I know.
By three games.
I had you. You were dead.
I couldn't put you away. Oh my God. I couldn't even believe it. I thought I had lost. That was where my confidence was.
I couldn't put you away.
And I came back.
I am the Texas Rangers. I am one out away. One strike away. I'm one strike away from winning the World Series.
I am David Freeze.
Here comes David.
Yeah.
Freaking Freeze.
Mr. Freeze. That's who I am.
Yes.
What a klutch guy.
I was Ron Washington, had all the cocaine out in the clubhouse for me to snort. I was going to win it all.
Oh, my God.
And now, not.
I don't know where I was going with you, but I just glanced down at my phone, and Sarah has been texting me back some of the dudes that she enjoys. This is a real thing.
Is she listening to the show, or did you ask her this question?
I texted her in the break.
Oh.
Because I honestly wanted to know, and she is, for the most part, sick. Like, she is into older men. Like, I guess that's not sick, but she's into older dudes. So the Bill Cowher thing, we're talking about the first two that she gives me are Jeff Bridges and Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott is 80 years old.
Sam Elliott. Hey there, mijo. Sam Elliott.
In her brain, does she think she can go back in time?
Sam Elliott in her mind.
Like, if I say, like, oh, yeah, Marsha Brady. It's like, yeah, well, when she was 18 years old, Marsha Brady was slapping. Now.
Joan Rivers. She's my gal.
Whoa.
Is she alive?
No, dead.
She died, right? Yeah. A couple of years ago.
How old is Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott. I'm going to guess.
I'm looking right
I'm
here.
I'm going to guess 81.
He's only 79.
He's baby.
79. What does she think that he's going to do with that mustache?
Oh, some special things. I mean, he's a cowboy with that mustache. He played the Wisconsin football coach in draft day with Kevin Costner.
That's right.
He was sticking up for Bo Callahan.
I went back and rewatched that a couple weeks back.
Oh, 2 weeks ago? All right.
A couple weeks back, I went back and rewatched that because I just saw it once when it came out.
You pancake-eating mofo?
And we mocked it. It was stupid. You know what? Still stupid.
Yeah. It's hokey.
Still stupid.
Who plays the owner? Famous actor. God, who?
It's Brian Cox, isn't it?
No, not Brian Cox.
Who does play you?
Famous actor. Guy that played
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. No, he's the guy that played Dracula, I think.
Played Dracula?
Yeah, in the movie. That's how old the dude is.
Is it Anthony Molina? Is that right?
Anthony Molina. Yeah.
Anthony Molina played Dracula?
Maybe I'm thinking of another guy.
What are you thinking? That Bela Lugosi was the owner in draft day?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
Sorry, I'm not Anthony Rothman here. I'm doing the best I can.
What are you going to do? I mean, I'm on vacation this week.
So you hated draft day. Sucked.
I thought you were going to tell me something about the dude she likes.
Well, I mean,
Jeff Bridges, who's in his 70s.
Jeff Bridges and Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Were very interesting.
He's 79 years old.
First two choices.
Bill Cower in his 70s.
And then she goes down to...
Does she have daddy issues or grandpa issues?
Maybe she does that I don't know about. Her and her dad are fine. Then she's got Nick Carter, her Backstreet Boys guy.
Nick Carter?
Nick Carter, the blonde from the Backstreet Boys. She spent all this money. We almost had to dissolve our marriage over how much money she spent to go to the Backstreet Boys concert in Cincinnati last year. And when push came to shove, I said, okay, now tell me, because I just wanted to see what the Backstreet Boys looked and sounded like lately. So we watched a rather new thing on YouTube.
Good.
And I said, honey, like, these guys suck. Like, they can't sing. Like, they don't do anything else. They don't play any instruments. So you'd think you'd have to have the best voices humanly possible. But they can't even sing their own stuff very well. But either way, then she says she's got Chris Evans, Captain America,
and
Chris Pine. That's also very good.
Okay.
So those are hot guys.
Young, handsome, athletic dudes.
And then,
or someone who's going to give her a Werther's original.
I wonder...
Come here, young lady.
I wonder if she likes Rick Pitino.
Let me tell you a story about the Old West.
Oh, yeah.
She's a big Clint Eastwood gal, too.
Clint's in his 90s now.
Current Clint Eastwood. Well, she's a nurse, so maybe she's looking forward to changing one of them.
That's what gets her off.
I can't wait to change his diaper.
All right. Tool of the Week coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
We're watching an accident jamming things up on eastbound 33 at Hamilton. Accident blocking the left lane. It's backed up from Refugee. And right now you're looking at about a 15-minute delay. Weekend closure to be aware of. Northbound 315 between Goodale and Kinnear. Going to be closing tonight at 9 through 6 a.m. Monday. And it's OSU move-in time. Students are moving in for fall, so traffic is heavier than normal, so use caution in this area. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream, Cherry Vanilla, Cookies and Cream, Nuts About Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
Best tool this week gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Maybe you're saying to yourself, what's the reason for living this weekend? Maybe you can go to Pecan Pennies. Find a reason to live. I don't have one. We had a week's worth of ping pong matches this week, me and Timmy. How many matches did we play total, Timmy?
Well, I just beat you on the 57th match. 56 matches, we were tied.
Tied. 56 through 56 matches. We went to triple overtime.
Triple game point.
In the deciding game. I had an opportunity to win, and again, I did not close the deal. Timmy took it home, and I have no reason to live.
It was incredible ping pong, though.
I am my own tool of the week.
You still got pool. You got the pool table.
Do not patronize me.
You're better than me at pool.
Don't do that to me right now. I will not have it.
More successful radio host.
That's not debatable.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Tim Hall's meat slap is back. My guys. My tools of the week are every member of management at my place of employment. How are you about to promote someone who has made fun of the way my four-year-old son talks? He's autistic and can't help how he pronounces some words. It's all good karma. Already got her. Hashtag her BF dumped her. Wow. Don't make fun of a four-year-old with autism. If I have to tell you that, you're a terrible person. Thank you.
How about one from Jordan Speeds Skis?
Speed.
Ball's out. Still out.
My pongers, my tool of the week, is moving. People who like to move must be psychotic. I haven't even started to pack, but I'm already upset about it. Now we have to get a new house ready before we move into it. Hashtag GTH. Man, I couldn't agree with him more.
Dua's Leaper says, my tools of the week are the 77% who voted for the cluster F that will be the five-person show. I want a special dispensation for the 23% who voted no. We will only listen to half of the first segment, but no, go to hell for the 23%. The people who voted yes will also listen to part of the first segment. They can go to hell. What he's referring to is he or she.
Circus show.
We had a listener suggest that they would love to hear a three-hour show with me, Bone, Timmy, Jen Winters, and Panama Ted for the full 3 hours. Five-person booth. I said it will suck. You don't want it. And instead we put a poll up and 77% of you said yes. I'm in for the suck.
Yeah, oh well. How about, let's go to Christian here, my Panama Ted's co-host.
Dang that all night.
My tool of the week is the Little League World Series. It robbed our local boys in New Albany of the chance to finish the game and the comeback against those kids from Cali last night. New Albany did blow a 3-1 lead, but let's not talk about that. Yeah, 2.5 hour weather delay kind of sucks, and then having a 7-inning game cut to 4 innings and you're only down one run, yeah, that does suck.
Fartbot 6000 says, my dudes.
That was all about Cox. Fletcher Cox.
My tool of the week is my wife, who started snoring while giving me a Robert Kraft.
Oh, my Lord.
All right.
Wow. That's a special skill.
Chet Hanks says, my guys.
And he gets stoned.
My tool is Common Man for allowing a five-person booth to go down and being completely on board with it. I suggested the same thing during a Wild Card Wednesday some months back, and you said it would never happen. Hashtag GTH. Hashtag
Mwah.
That's because it's a stupid idea, Chet, and we shouldn't be doing it. But I put it up to you, the listeners, and enough of you morons said, yes, we want the worst radio show ever. Wow, it's Jizz Horncamp says, my Diplodocus? What does that mean?
Oh, no.
I don't know what that means. Some dinosaur?
Diplodocus?
Diplodocus?
Probably some term on Urban Dictionary that only Boatman is familiar with. My tool of the week are the guys who keep talking and rambling about nothing at the beginning of end of every work meeting, especially when we didn't get through all the material we already have. Hashtag Boomer, hashtag Esiason. Well, again, what does that
mean? I don't know.
What does that mean?
All right.
I feel like we're on the losing end of something. Benjamin Not Button says, my Aaron Kraft enthusiast. My tool of the week is Tito for claiming our revered, rosy-cheeked legend underperformed at OSU. The Buckeye Burglar, Kraft Mac and Steel, Crafty Assassin, Agent 004 will always be number one in the Buckeye Nut House.
Like all the nicknames that he had in the hopper there for him. How about Dutch? My Babcock F-words.
Could use a little love right now. There they are working those balls.
My tool of the week is the fake fans who was doing this? Who was talking crap about the wonderful Jen Winters being in the five-person booth. This world needs more Jen, and those D-bags can forever be stuck behind someone who doesn't turn right on red. Hashtag GTH.
Well, not everybody is a fan of everybody. I understand that. People have opinions, but let's try and keep it kosher. Weekend Cooch says, my guys.
Chubby time!
My tool of the week is the Uber driver who picked me up this morning not wearing pants. He had on a shirt and boxer briefs.
Get the hell out of here.
GTH, come
on. That didn't happen.
Are you sure they weren't like athletic shorts or something? They were actual boxer briefs? That's got to be against the law.
Oh, man.
Live/Live Science says, my guys.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
My tool of the week is the weather. I live in St. Louis, so it's always a little warmer than Columbus, but we've had a beautiful week of tolerable weather this past week, only to be back in the 100s next week. I'd say go to hell, but I'll be in hell next week anyway.
No kidding. And man is going to be trapped away in his basement.
Well, at least it's not 100.
Getting blasted by the ceiling fan and air conditioning. How about this one? Toxic B. My tool of the week are Tic Tacs. Possibly the worst refreshment to ever exist. Oh, and serving size of one? Kiss my ass. Hashtag GTH.
Well, you got to have at least,
really
you gotta have at least five Tic Tacs if you're going to do a Tic Tac.
I got to tell you, I've never looked at a serving size on the back of a Tic Tac box. I'm actually glad to be privy to that information. That's ridiculous if it's a one.
Eric says, my guys.
Some early onions.
Tool of the week goes to the Taco Bell worker. I ordered five burritos total, and the worker goes, I can see you like burritos. The boy was younger than me and had bigger breasts than I do. Who are you to try and fat shame me? My wife and child are in the car. Hashtag GTH. I mean, he just likes. Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that. I once was at Target. And I had a skin tag remover thing in the cart.
Okay.
And they're scanning me, and the woman looks at me and says, so what is a skin tag anyway? These are questions you should not be asking people. So where do you have your fungus? Another question you should not be asking people. And I assume your entire business is fat, lonely people coming through for burritos. Maybe don't mention that they eat too many burritos.
I've got a boil I got to lance later on.
Let's pick a winner. We're out of time.
Let's see. How about my guy, Live/Live Science? About the insanely stupid hot weather coming
and going up for balls and exposing yourself.
But he lives in St. Louis. Why are you giving him the prize? He can't go to Pecan Pennies.
Oh, shoot. How about Benjamin Not Button, Aaron Kraft enthusiast?
Why don't we just keep throwing stuff out? Shall we?
Well, what if he's going to travel back here to Columbus?
Twitters and twatters.
Well, you know what? If he comes, if Live/Live Science comes into town, I will buy him lunch. Okay? He or she will get lunch on me.
They're on their way right now.
Okay. Whatever you just said gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Things are improving this afternoon. The accident that was causing backups on eastbound 33 at Hamilton has been cleared from the road. You still may experience some stop and go. And it's a little heavy on the north side, 71 between 670 and 11th, as you tap in the brakes a little. This report is sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings of up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary, terms apply. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Actually, the Buckeye Show will be hosted by Timmy and myself tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sticking around. It's only a half-hour show because we have high school football starting at 6:30, but...
That's very generous of you to stick around.
I didn't think it was fair that you had to stick around and I could just skedaddle. You've been with me all week long. We're partners. I lost epically the ping pong tournament this week.
Yeah, it was fun,
never gonna, no, it's not fun.
It was fun to help pass the time.
No, it was torture.
It was a great,
absolute
battle, though.
Torture. You say that because you won. All right, if you had been on the other end, if you lost... You'd be just as miserable as me, probably more so. I have to stop you from hanging yourself here in the studio.
Well, I was getting pretty miserable when you were extending the lead. When you were up by three, that was a little tough to take. And I was playing so well. That's what was frustrating when I'm playing well and you're just playing better and hitting great shots. Anyway, I mean, tip of the cap. It was a great battle. I had to come back to beat you.
Don't patronize me.
No, man. It was
you
great.
Win, I lose. That's it for me.
That's it. All you have now is food.
What is coming up? I can't even enjoy that. Because I got my doctor's appointment on Monday. She's going to take labs again. I can't even gorge this weekend.
No?
Because I know that needle's coming on Monday, man.
Yeah.
I can't eat stuff bad this weekend. Those
how much time
cholesterol
do they,
numbers be going wild.
How much time do they need? Can't you have a fun Saturday
no,
and then just cut
no,
it,
no.
chill out on Sunday?
No, I can't do that.
You're going to be good all weekend?
I'm going to be good all weekend,
no,
and then...
rubbing Krispy Kremes all over yourself?
As soon as that needle comes out of my arm, I'm going to start yanking Snickers bars out of my pocket.
What time is that Monday?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Need to get a big fat lunch on Monday?
Oh, there's going to be some fat stuff going on.
Sounds good.
You're not invited.
No. Maybe a tour of chicken fingers on Monday.
Tour of chicken fingers?
We go to Raising Cane's, we go to Popeye's. We just get chicken fingers all over the
place. We got to go to the place in Marysville I haven't been to. Huey Lewis in the News. What's it called? Huey
Lewis?
Doc Magoo's?
What are you talking about?
Huey Lewis?
No.
Huey's Magoo's?
New chicken finger spot in Marysville?
Yes, it's like Cane's, but some people say better.
Okay.
It's a big chain.
It's a chain?
It's a chain, but it's their first location in this area. What is it? It's Huey Magoo, right?
Huey Magoo. Yeah, Huey Magoo's chicken
tenders. They
have
different sauces and flavorings you can put on there.
Fantastic. Have you ever been to Zaxby's down in the Southeast?
No, I have not.
Like in the Carolinas?
I've heard of it. I've not been there.
Texas Toast, which obviously Raising Cane's does as well.
Yeah.
But that's one of their big things.
Huey Lewis does Texas Toast.
What a perfect accompaniment for chicken fingers and crinkle cut fries.
Buttery
right?
toast?
Oh my God.
I don't know why it took so long.
Why isn't that more frequent at fast food joints?
I don't know why.
It is delicious.
I don't know why, like, you go to a fast food place, and it seems like it'd be easy, too, because you can wrap it up in foil and keep it under a warmer, and it just gets mushy and flavorful. Why don't they have garlic bread as an option, as a side? Right?
Garlic bread is good.
Would you like to add in a side of garlic bread? You can keep it all wrapped up and just keep it hot, ready to go.
I want to say that Texas toast was even selected as an item for the fast food draft that we had on this show a couple years ago.
You're right.
And it was a four-person draft because you invited me in here and Ted was involved in it too. And somebody picked with five picks. Somebody had a Raising Cane's Texas toast.
All right, what is coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
All right, coming up tonight.
Because I don't know and I'm on it.
We're going to update everybody about fall practice, fall camp, and what's been going on with the quarterback battle. Mainly, an interesting voice has chimed in on the quarterbacks at Ohio State who are duking it out.
I know none of this.
And a very interesting name, image, and likeness deal
has popped none of this.
Up.
This is going to be, the theme of the show is Timmy teaches me things.
Yeah, yeah. And this name, image, and likeness deal, it's one that I would like to see you get. at some point in time. I think it would tickle all the listeners in all the right places.
All right. I'm excited. And I'm on this show. Buckeyes Show, top of the hour, just a half an hour tonight. Timmy Hall and his dumb co-host will be me. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy.
All right, man. We like to share Instagrams and, you know, that the cat's long out of the bag with where we stand today. Have you ever come across Paige Spiranak? Have you heard of her?
Yeah,
do you know what her game is?
She's a golf.
Yeah, she's a golf influencer,
golf enthusiast.
Model. She played collegiately, very good player. So do the, you know, come play a hole with me, and then she's got...
Oh, come play a hole.
She's got name, image, and likeness deals out the wazoo, let me tell you. She has a bone to pick with Elon Musk. Who doesn't? If anyone has been a fan of Twitter and really enjoyed the app, Elon's come in and bought it for $44 billion last year, and he's changing every single thing about it. And I was not aware he was about to do this. He tweeted out today, August 18th, that's today, he said the block is going to be deleted as a feature. So they're getting rid of the block.
I only have one person blocked on Twitter.
Because you can just mute.
One person. And it's someone you are aware of. Can you guess who is the only person I have blocked on Twitter?
Is this person an active employee at the station?
No. And this person probably has no idea that I blocked him, but I did it anyway because it makes me feel good.
Former employee of the station?
Yes.
Okay. String bean.
No.
Dang it. Then give it to me.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Ah, okay.
I just blocked him for my own enjoyment.
Feels good
news,
good.
Herbie. I guess you can see all my dumb tweets now.
Feels good, right? To be able to block someone.
It does, but it's now it's gone.
It's not just about muting someone. It's about, obviously, it's
blocked.
You're done. You can't see. You're not invited to hear whatever it is I'm saying. Paige Spiranak, her point about it was that I've got a lot of impersonators on here, Elon, and I've got to block them for a lot of different reasons. But if you eliminate the block feature, then you've got to do something about all these fake accounts that are out there. So I guess DMs, you can still have someone blocked so they can't message you. That's good, at least. That'd be horrible.
All right. Buckeye Show's coming up next. Timmy Hall and Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
A quick look at the live traffic cam showing an accident along the north outer belt westbound 270 after Westerville. Crash on the right berm, so use caution. And prepare for the weekend road closure northbound 315 between Goodale and Kinnear. Will be closed starting 9 tonight through Monday morning. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The Beefy Crunch Burrito is back at Taco Bell. Thanks to rewards members who voted for it on the Taco Bell app. Filled with seasoned beef and flaming hot burritos, it's as crunchy and beefy as it sounds and as delicious as a vote winner should be. Get one today at participating Taco Bell locations while supplies last. I'm Stacey J for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Steelers may have the worst odds to win the AFC North at plus 470, but there's some interesting regular season special bets. The Steelers to score one or more touchdowns in every single regular season game this year is plus 220. TJ Watt to get 15 or more sacks on the season is plus 175. The Steelers to reach the AFC Championship, 8-1. The Steelers to make the playoffs, plus 140. And to miss, minus 165. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not.
It is fitting that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.